Good morning. It's 10:43 a.m. I'm going to get up now. I don't feel like it. I feel like recording this podcast and then going back to sleep. Because then my work will be done for the day. I put in a full day at work. I recorded a podcast. That's not all I'm going to do today. I have some writing I need to get done. Yesterday was weird. I'm watching the Kavanaugh hearings and getting mad and having to turn them off. But scrolling on Twitter to see what everybody's saying about them, then going back in, then getting mad. That was yesterday. I don't want to get into the whole thing, but I don't understand how there's judges that are like, hey, this is a Republican judge and this is a Democrat judge. Aren't you supposed to be a fucking judge? And like, I don't know, just do the law thing. I find it very confusing that you're like, oh, an impartial judge, and then it's like, yeah, fuck you, Democrats. I think you fucking suck. Or the other way around, even. I never quite grasp how that. I don't like judges to begin with, because they wear robes. And I'll never understand that even. Why do you need to be in that elevated booth, banging that hammer? They call it a gavel. It's your little hammer. It's your toy hammer. I must have talked about this on this podcast before, because I have very strong feelings about judges. So I'm sorry if I'm repeating, but I think that's repeat. Me talking about, I'm sorry if I'm repeating, and then talking about that I'm going to repeat sometimes is also repeating. This is a thing that I do over and over again, is repeat something, then realize I'm repeating, then go into my thing about, hey, I'm going to repeat sometimes. So let's leave it at that. But yeah, fuck judges. Let's look at the news. Facebook confirms giving advertisers access to user phone numbers. Okay, Facebook is gotta go. It sucks anyway. It's really been taken over by the suburban, like older suburban nerds, and let them have it. Let them give their phone numbers to the fucking, because they're the ones that'll pick up their phones when it rings. I don't even understand, like, oh, can we get everybody's phone number? Why? I'm not gonna pick up your fucking call. I'm not who's answering their phone for somebody they don't know. I answer my phone if it's like, there's like five people I'll answer the phone for. And only like three of them call me. I mean, if you called, I'll answer. But I sure as fucking answering some number I don't recognize. I don't care. Some like people I know, they'll answer the phone if it's like a New York or LA number because they're in showbiz and they're like, I don't want to miss. Like, no, I ain't picking up. I don't care what that says. Unless you're in my phone and I know who you are and I want to talk to you. Sometimes I don't want to. All right. It's not that I don't ever. There's nobody that I know that I'm like, I don't want to talk to this person. I don't have like friends like that. But sometimes I just don't want to talk. What am I going to, what are they going to tell? Because I feel like someone calling me like, they want to ask for something. But nobody asked me for anything. All right. Fuck Facebook is my point. Minimum wage raised to $19 for New York and New Jersey airport workers. Well, that, I can't imagine how shitty it must be to have to go to work at the... I hate going to the airport. So yeah, minimum wage should be $19 for that, because it's a shit place to go to work. And then the people in the airport, not the best people. Like flying, going places. So you got to deal with those people. Yeah, I would... I think they deserve... $19 an hour? Absolutely. Good for you. You charging that much for everything? And they're not already getting paid okay? They overcharge for everything there. I'm not, you know, telling you anything that you don't know, right? You're aware that items at the airport cost more. That's why I'm always confused by, like, oh, here's, like, a fucking electronics store. I guess they're trying to get people who are like, I need a computer right now. Like, I understand you're selling headphones, but there are people selling computers in there. Has this been covered? The airport stores? I think it probably has. It must have been. I can only think of David Tell's joke about the luggage store at the airport, which is, of course, ridiculous, but it's always... Because his joke was like, hey, grab a bunch of shit, we'll get a bag at the airport. You know, that's like the punchline to the joke. I forget the rest of it, but it's funny. Well, good for you, New York and New Jersey airport workers. I hope you all get raises. SEC charges Tesla Elon Musk with fraud. Ooh. Well, that is how he's gone on this ride, Elon Musk, from being like he's gonna save the world, he's a genius, to like, this guy's a fucking nut. He's crazy and he's a douche. And he's on Joe Rogan smoking weed. We can't trust him with this company he built. But I guess he did some fraud, maybe. Allegedly. Oh, and now what's Google doing? Google scrambled to get employees to delete an internal memo about censored search in China. What? Come on, Google. I can't use another search engine. And I can't not use... Yeah. I can't not use Gmail. This fucking sucks, dude. You ever try to go Google, no Google? I tried to do no Google like a few years ago. I talked about this too. I'm repeating that. I think I'm done talking. You know, turns out you talk every day 500 times, even for short periods of time. I think I run out of shit. I talked to Jacqueline longer than that, but I'm pretty sure we repeat stuff all the time, don't even realize it. And that's cool. I don't mind. And we talk about our cats a lot. And I'm not going to talk to you about my cats. They are pretty great. But Google... Why are you censoring? Because they won't let you into China, and you need to get into China because you need to make more money. Why don't you just say, we don't need your money, China? We're rich already, and we're fucking Google. What you? I know you're trying to oppress your people, but do you really not want to have Google? You want to have people who don't have Google? You want your population to just be asking people shit all the fucking time? They're not going to... Bing won't catch on. I don't give a fuck if there's no Google. No one's going to use it. It's... why does Bing suck? It doesn't make any sense to me. Unless they become a sponsor, then I'll talk about how great Bing is. But, like, why can't somebody else make a Google that works? I guess because Google's, like, done it for fucking 20 years. Yeah, fuck them for that. Where are we at? Okay, one more story and then we're done. 7.5 magnitude earthquake hits Indonesia. Well, I hope everybody's okay. I don't know what any magnitude is. If I move to California, I'll have to find out what magnitudes are, because 7.5 does sound like a lot, but I don't know what that's out of. If that's out of 10, I would say that's probably a pretty big earthquake. I hope there's not a tsunami. If you're listening in Indonesia, I say get out of there. And come to New York, and then go to Princeton, New Jersey next weekend, October 5th and 6th, to see me at Catch a Rising Star. There. I had to plug that show. I forgot to do it at the beginning. But come see me, please. If you're going to be there, let me know. Tweet at me at Chris Laker. You can email me, chris@chrislaker.com. And I'll make sure to say hello and give you a firm handshake. All right? So do that, please. And I'll see you on Monday. We love you.